All right, take two. All right, let's again welcome Matthias to the stage. He's a project manager of Qual and a developer of open source censorship circumvention tools. He's going to be giving an introduction to Qual, which is a privacy-focused P2P mesh communication app that enables off-the-grid messaging via BLE, LAN, and internet overlays. All right, help me welcome him.
Thank you. What a world. Climate crisis, wars, the world is falling apart. When we have such big problems, do we really need to worry about even more platforms and forms of networking? It seems as if our achievements in digital communication have only made the problems more manifold. Today we struggle with uncertainties and fears. For the things that gave us stability, our planet, the world, alliances between states, the values we share, the order we know, and in which we recognize ourselves. We are experiencing a shift in power relations and hegemonic context, and we find ourselves in a situation between the effects of power and our own powerlessness. A disintegration is looming, extending to networks which are becoming less and less intercontinental in scope, and increasingly fragmented, leading to a Chinese, a Russian, a US-American network. What does this make with us? Within a formation, we appear as subjugated subjects and are only empowered through our subjugation. In Foucault's power analytic sense, we can therefore understand forms of participation as a subjectification. On the one hand, the question arises as to how we bring ourselves into play. On the other hand, there is the suspicion that not everything can be found in this formation, and even more so that this formation itself produces exclusions, at least as an experience of contingency. The use of software and hardware is a form of such subjectification. This subjectification often goes unnoticed, as many seem to be completely satisfied with their presence in the form of accounts and user profiles. Others are rightly concerned about this subjectification, mistrusting precisely those systems that inscribe themselves so dominantly in communication and possibilities for action. They even inscribe themselves in our presence and existence. The dystopia and oppression, the fear, the delusion, that powers are at work here. Of course, all these emotions have their basis in this very subjectification, which can never be fully understood or discarded. When dealing with communication networks and their effects, we engage in a dialogical structure. We oscillate between our own statement, limited by the option of expression of the specific system on one hand, and our objections to the systemic conditions and constraints on the other. This experience is becoming particularly important in the struggle of self-determination and maturity. Of course, it is important which platform we choose to improve privacy and to improve control over our own data. However, the experience of